Hey, welcome to Intuition Talks podcast. I'm Eloise Ansell. So I wanted to talk about listening to your body again. There are lots of themes that I come to time and time again, but that's what came up in my intuition to talk about today. So we'll go with it. I have injured my foot at the moment. And of course, being a healer, in quotes, whenever I see my friends, they're like, why can't you fix yourself? And I'm like, okay, well, the thing is, like, I've injured my foot, but I've injured my foot about 8 times in the last couple of, probably month. So, like, my body is trying to talk to me. You know, I am a body talk practitioner. It's all about asking the body and talking to the body. And my body is screaming at me at the moment. So everyone keeps thinking, like, because I fell down the stairs about a month ago. Everyone thinks my foot is hurting due to that injury. And I'm like, no, I fixed that immediately. Like, literally, I fell. I did swear a lot. I did a lot of tapping over the rest of the day. And I went out that evening. I was fine. And for the next week, my foot was fine. And then I was on a training course. And then in the training course, while I was just sat on a chair, it started to be a problem again. And I'm like, there's something in that course triggered it. So it's all like, we always look for reasons why we have injuries, and yet it all boils down to our belief systems or trying to heal ourselves. That is where the conflict always lies. So I hadn't actually injured my foot that day, but it started hurting and it hasn't finished since. But since then, I've burnt my foot, I've had a wasp sting my foot, I had another insect start munching on my foot while I was on holiday. And I managed to go down and roll on my ankle and twist my ankle really badly as well. So, and probably done another 5 things to it. So it's not just one thing. Do you know what I mean? But I am obviously trying to highlight something to myself. Now, I always injure this foot or around my birthday. So it was the day before my birthday when it started hurting again. So there's something going on with that. I haven't got to the bottom of that yet. But when we twist our ankle, it's quite an interesting thing. One side of our ankle, we have the gallbladder meridian. And the other side of the ankle, we have the spleen meridian. Now, the spleen is all about worry and thinking. The gallbladder gives us the courage to act out on our plans and to move forward in life. So if you ever sprain your ankle or twist your ankle badly, just like I did last week, it means you need to make a decision. So that is one of the ways our body feeds back to us. And you know what? Like, it's been times in my life where I've been umming and ahhing about making a choice. And I've twisted my ankle really badly and I'm like, okay, I need to make this decision. And it has kicked me into making that decision. Now, however, at the moment, I haven't been thinking about anything. For the last like 3-4 years, I was thinking about something and then I made a decision on that. And we're 6 months after that. If I twisted my ankle while I was trying to make that decision, then obviously it would have been about that and I'd have made a decision a little quicker. But that wasn't of interest to my body. It's now that it's moaning. And so I'm thinking back to what I was, you know, what was going through my head, what I was thinking that day on the training course. And actually, I've got the audio of the course, so I really want to next week sit down and listen to that day again and just clarify that it was the day that I think I was thinking what I was thinking. So, it's comedy. So I need to make a decision. And last night, so for the last few days, I've been like, right, what is it about? And last night, I suddenly went, oh, maybe it's about this. And suddenly my body just relaxed and I was like, all right, that is it. So listening to our body, it's something we need to practice. We need to get good at doing. But even me, who's been like living from a space of listening to my body and asking my body and living with my body for years, there's still layers to it. And there's still ways that I could be better at doing it. And I twisted my ankle like 6 days ago and it took me 5 days till I started to realize really what it was about. And it's partly because I've been like playing with something new in my life and I haven't committed to it. And I think while I was on the training course, I was thinking that I needed to commit to something else. But actually, I think I need to commit to this new thing. So I'm not going to go into the details of all the where's and wherefores of what's going on in my life. This is really to make a point. And the point is that it's taken me 5 days to go, oh, okay, that's what that's about. And now I know what it's about, I'm probably going to heal my foot a lot quicker. So looking forward to getting dancing again. So, like, but it does take time to practice and listen to our bodies. And the thing is, if we don't listen, we will get problems. We will get injuries. We will get disease. We will get issues because our body needs to give us feedback. And it normally does that through symptoms and problems. And always, 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 always behind something is a belief or something that we need to address or some challenge that we're not dealing well with in our life, or trying to hide and, you know, shove under the bed or something and not look at it. That is when the body's going to start screaming at us. Now, my, you know, over the years I've come to like have ways of working with my body, and it knows if it wants me to change something. I will twist my ankle. I'm a mountain goat. Like, I can walk anywhere, up, down hills. Like, I'm not a person who is dodgy on my feet. So for me to fall badly enough to twist my ankle is quite a miracle. But then it probably wouldn't have happened at that time if I hadn't had another issue with my foot, because I was walking in a certain way and I distracted myself again. But the initial fall down the stairs, when I fell, I was thinking, oh, life has got too comfortable. That's what was going in through my head. I was like, do you know what? I'm actually happy where I am. I was going to make that change. Doesn't feel important now. Life's got quite comfortable. And then I fell, and beepity beepity beep, life really wasn't comfortable when I fell. So, you know, there's blood everywhere. Luckily, I've got a brown carpet. Sorry, landlord. No, didn't actually get on the floor. But, you know, it's fascinating for me. It's like I have certain ways that my body will feed back to me, and you know, I work with it in those ways, so it'll give me subtle hints. If I ignore the subtle hints, it'll get more dramatic. So, you know, hurting my foot wasn't enough. We needed to twist the ankle on top of all the other things. It's highlighting to me what it's about. And it, you know, this is something we all need to be aware of. Like, when something happens to us, we immediately go to what the cause of it was, and we think it's going to be something physical. So a story I tell quite a lot, I woke up in the middle of the night one day and my eye was just burning hot. I mean, it was bright red, burning hot. It was hurting so much that it woke me up from really deep sleep. And I rinsed it out with some cold water. I was like really confused. And I was like, did I wear some new makeup yesterday? Like, I was going through everything in my head, trying to look for a reason for it. And I couldn't think of anything. And I went in the morning. I had to drive to the airport to pick up one of my instructor colleagues, because he was teaching for a bit. And obviously he saw my eye and he's like, what on earth's going on with your eye? I'm like, I don't know. I just woke up in the middle of the night. It's hurting. And it was still quite sore and irritating me. So he was like, well, we'll get back to the hotel and I'll give you a session. We'll see if we can tidy up your eye. And it actually went to some stuff with one of my parents. And as soon as he saw that and we balanced it, my eye just instantly got better. And in that moment, I'm like, look, there was me looking for a cause. I was looking for what I'd done, you know, different makeup, all the rest of it. And it was just my body feeding back to me that I needed to look at something. And so sometimes we need that external influence. We need that external observer. And I'm great at being there as an external observer to help my clients. You know, if you come for a session with me and you start saying, oh, you know, I've twisted my ankle, I'm like, well, you need to make a decision. What decision have you been avoiding making? And normally, you know, if you start pushing someone, they'll know what it is. But doing that for yourself is harder. And so we need to be honest with ourselves and we need to really trust ourselves. And, you know, the body is our intuition as well. And so really kind of honouring that and working with it in order to learn from it and gain what it is that we need to change, what it is we need to observe, what it is we need to heal and work through, what belief systems we need to let go of, whatever it is that's causing charge in our system. If our body's giving us feedback on it through symptoms, through injuries, through attracting problems, it's screaming out for us to do something. So, what's your body screaming at you about? Ask it, meditate on that. Meditate with your body, ask your body what it needs. Really work through from that space and see what comes up. And if you can't work out what it is, find a friend that's good at asking questions and get them to ask you about it. Okay, have a great week. Take care. Bye.